stop the nonsense. I see youngsters, you know, teenagers, walking around with beepers and pagers. And who's beeping them? Oh, it's the boss, making sure no one is taking the loss on his multi-$1,000 operation. How does he thank them for their participation? Whatever the pay, it still ain't enough. What they got into is some serious stuff. I was a day back and forth on the strip, sending customers far on a trip. And this root of all evil brings about war. Cause you wanna open up another crack store? Children can't play in the parks and things, cause a straight bullet might be headed for the swings. You never thought about that, oh I guess not. All you thought about was owning your own spot. You're putting more and more people to sleep, but you're headed for a pothole 6 feet deep. You see the problem has gotten more serious, and the community is getting more furious. Get it deep in your head, I told you so. It goes way beyond just saying no. Stop the nonsense. Steve with the blue jag, they found him cut up and stuffed in a bag. He had his own operation uptown, and there was plenty of other drug dealers he would cut down. In other words, he was living foul, shooting up neighborhoods, acting wild. He said he had to protect his drug trade, which he may have factored throughout arcades. He made sure his enemies felt the pain. Whoever he felt was a threat got slain, like Donna, who was only 16, and she was employed on another drug scene. She tried to set up a hit on Steve, but he sliced her throat until she could not breathe. This is what happens when you deal. You don't care on who you gotta kill. I might walk outside and get shot, cause I live next door to a drug spot, and I don't need this stuff in my vicinity. Of me getting shot for mistaken identity. This is the stuff that Steve was on. Now he's dead, long, and gone with his old nonsense.